This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. The decisions of 2015 on climate change will have consequences for generations unborn, and there will be no one at the table representing them in Paris. But the closest thing to a future generations delegation might be the thousands of youth delegates from around the world, including 22 from the United States. Many of these delegates will be allowed to sit right alongside the decision makers. They have no official role, although one could say young people have a greater stake in the outcome than the 50-somethings and above who will largely be hammering out this deal. Maria Langholz is co-leader of the U.S. youth delegation. It's called Sustain Us. The group has been sending delegations to U.N. climate negotiations for the last 10 years, long enough for Langholz to know how to be realistic about these things.
Even though we have that access, that doesn't necessarily mean that we have the ability to influence those decision makers. And I think that what I've really come to grasp about what our role is to be telling the story also outwardly to the broader world, to the U.S. youth climate movement, to our families, to folks who aren't right there in that space, about what is happening and trying to really garner a sense of a growing movement and not being so dependent on the outcome of just this conference, but recognizing all of the other things that we need alongside an agreement to really make the change that we need.
That's great to hear. I mean, I have to ask you, though, what's it like to be at a conference where a bunch of old fogies are going to make decisions about stuff that will happen long after they're dead that you're going to have to live?
I mean, it's definitely a challenging thing, and I think that that's one of the reasons why we emphasize the need to be doing so much more than just being wrapped up in what the outcome of this agreement is, that yes, this is something that is important. Yes, this does have the potential to set the trajectory of where we're going as a world, but that is not the only thing that we need. And also, a lot of the things that are talked about on the international level will actually be implemented and realized on the local, state, and national level. And really knowing that we have the ability to push for something more ambitious when implementing what they're talking about internationally.
I mean, I sometimes say, half seriously to my kids, sorry we left the world in such a big mess. But in your case at this conference, I mean, you're going to really feel that tangibly.
Yeah, and I think that's actually one of the reasons that one of the main youth priorities at these UN negotiations for about the last 5 years has been on this idea of intergenerational equity, and that's one of our delegation priorities. So pushing for that specific phrase of intergenerational equity to be in the treaty text, which means that future generations are being considered when making decisions about policies and where collectively we're headed.
Well, I'm glad to learn of intergenerational equity. I can see it in a constitutional amendment as I think about it. Is that something you'd love to be involved with?
You're saying like at the federal level?
Sure. Put into the U.S. Constitution that there needs to be an intergenerational equity consideration in the passage of environmental laws and other laws.
I mean, that would be super rad. And I think would, like you said, not just be important in terms of climate and environment, but when we're talking about immigration policy, when we're talking about racial justice and all the other issues that I think are really at the forefront of where change needs to happen. And yeah, I think that really putting that into a more formalized law piece of legislation would be extremely beneficial to a lot of different fights we're in.
Well, you've got your work cut out for you if that's a part of your mission, but you would say that is super rad.
Yeah, super rad.
All right. Well, Maria, it's been a delight talking to you.
Cool. Thank you.
Maria Langholz is co-leader of Sustain Us.